Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. This time is tight. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. New video. Subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question. Read, listen, ask, watch, whatever you got on your mind, whatever's going on, however you like to learn or consume information, we have it there for you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pete Sepp, tell us about NTU, National Taxpayers Union. Pete, are you there?
Yes, indeed.
Tell us about National Taxpayers Union, NTU.
Yes, we are a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group working for lower taxes and smaller government at all levels. Founded back in 1969, many people would say, gosh, you haven't done a whole lot. Tax burdens haven't gone down.
I'm going to argue the counterfactual. I don't even want to think where we'd be without you guys, Pete.
Yeah, that's one point I make. Another is, we have made some progress, especially at the state and local level, getting constitutional tax and expenditure limits in place. Apropos our discussion in the last segment on federal tax and expenditure limits,
you can't do it by yourself, and you guys have done a great job of getting the word out. And that's the main thing. Your job is to identify the challenges and the opportunities and shine a light on those.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you've done that, and that's one of the reasons why, folks, that I encourage you to check out NTU.org. And if you're as vociferous as I am about these things, then you'll support them with your interest and with your contributions. They can use it to keep up the fight. Pete, thanks again for the hard work there. Let's talk about something you guys have been doing a little bit off the beaten path for you guys, and that is the intrusion of the government into search engines. What's that all about?
Oh, goodness. Yes, this is another round of antitrust enforcement with the federal government. This time it's the Federal Trade Commission. Other agencies like the Department of Justice often get involved on the basis of things like the Sherman Antitrust Act, other laws that are designed to, well, supposedly regulate competition and make it better. In other words, clamp down on attempts to monopolize markets and harm consumers. Well, in the information age especially, it's very difficult for industries to concentrate for too long. Many of them just gain a market share in 1 year, then people say the service stinks, I'm going to go somewhere else, and suddenly they no longer have a dominant market position. Mm-hmm. The federal government doesn't seem to understand this, and in many cases with antitrust, what we see happening is competitors, people who feel that there are others who are gaining market share on them, go to the government and say, I think you ought to investigate these
even though no customer has complained or been harmed.
That's right. And
that's exactly what happened with US v. Microsoft.
Yes. And we see that happening right now with the Federal Trade Commission's investigation that's based on Google and whether the search engine results that Google produces are biased in favor of its own products or for certain advertisers.
Well, I promise you it is. I promise you it is.
Well, this is absolutely right. It goes to the absurd point that government regulators here are starting to wonder, well, how can we more fairly portray search engine results? Well,
but we've got other choices, and of course it's biased against. It's their business. Facebook's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But we have choices. And no, I mean, I'm no defender of Facebook or Google or any of those guys, but the government doesn't. By the time they mount their attack, the issue is over. There's something new out there.
Yeah, that's an important point. The market is always evolving, and as you said, there are no massive consumer complaints about a lack of choice in search engines, the results they receive. Yes, people have privacy concerns and the like, but that's not where the government's going with this investigation. They're thinking that somehow they can create a better way to display search results.
Oh boy, I can't wait! I can't wait to see what the government, how the government handles that. You know, this is so ridiculous, folks. The day is going to come, and I predicted, Pete, I predicted this 10 years ago, or more, when with USB Microsoft, that antitrust would not be something the government would have any business doing, because they, because as I said, by the time they mounted their defense or their offense, I should say, the case would be null and void, it'd be moot.
Yeah.
The technology would move on. Hey, Pete, thanks for being here. NTU.org, folks. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Great great work that they do there at NTU.org. Please check them out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.